This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. الحمد لله ما دام الوجود له حمدا يبلغنا منه الرضا أبدا ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا وآله الكرماء وصحبه الزهداء.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Today we're going to do a dua that I think most of us are very familiar with. It is Surah Taha, verses 25 to 35, 10 ayat. But the dua is only the first three or four ayat. It is the famous dua of Musa alayhi salam when Allah made him a prophet. The very first dua that he made. And today we will elaborate a little bit on this dua. You've all memorized it. قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقُدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. And the dua goes on. وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْتُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. And then Allah says, قَالَ قَدْ أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Oh Musa, your dua has been answered. So in today's brief khatira, we will discuss not just the translation of this dua, but the philosophy. It's a very, very profound dua if you think about it. And remember the story. Musa alayhi salam, he had fled from Fir'aun for his life. And he then entered in, as we gave the story a few days ago, in the valley of Madian. He got married there. He lived around a decade or so. And then he wandered outwards, not really knowing where to go. And in the middle of the night, he saw a fire. He said to his wife and children, "Wait, let me go get some fire." He went up Mount Turi Sinai, he went up to it and Allah spoke to him directly. One of the few people in all of human history that Allah has spoken to directly. As far as we know, only three human beings, Adam, Musa, and our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, were spoken to directly. And Allah spoke to him without any intermediary. And Allah Azza wa Jal gifted him some of these miracles. And in the process, of course, Musa demonstrated his fear. He was scared at what he had seen. And Allah said, "La takhaf, don't worry, I am with you, I will take care of you." And then he says to Musa, "Idhhab ila Fir'auna, innahu tagha." Your job, O Musa, is to go back to the very person you fled away from. Your job is to go back where you fled for your life with and to confront the very person who tried to kill you and wants to kill all of your people. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go back to Fir'aun. He is a tyrant. He is an evil ruler. You need to confront him. Immediately. He has just become a prophet in the last few minutes. And the first matter of worship that he does is dua to Allah. As soon as Allah says to him, your task is to go back to Fir'aun. Look at what iman does to a person. The very entity he's been running away from for a decade. And Allah says, you got to go back to the very person. So immediately a dua comes from his heart. And this shows you the power of dua, the need of dua, the necessity of dua. We need dua. The prophets needed dua. Nothing happens without dua. So the first act of worship that Musa does, he makes dua. And what's beautiful here, Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking to him directly. He is speaking to Allah directly in this dua. And this is one of the blessings given to him. He is directly addressing Allah Azza wa Jal and he is making dua. And we're going to break down that dua because it's very beautiful. If you break it down, you notice that there's six things that we can derive from this dua, or six points that he asks for. First and foremost, قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. He says, "Oh my Lord, make my chest at peace and at ease with this task." The Arabic word شَرَحَ الصُّدُورِ is a very common phrase. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, we learn in Surah Al-Duha. And Allah says in the Quran, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And if you translate it literally, it means opening of the chest. But that's not the meaning in Arabic, it's a phrase. Like we say in English, he was caught red-handed. Doesn't mean the hand is red. شَرَحَ الصُّدُورِ means the heart is at ease. The heart is comforted. You have inside of you tranquility. So Musa is anxious. He is scared, obviously. Who wouldn't be scared? You're going back to the worst tyrant in human history. He has the armies, he has the military, he has the country. He is calling himself their God. And you're going to go back without any army, without any military. You're just going to march in to that palace of Fir'aun and you're going to confront that power. Who wouldn't be scared? So the first dua, oh Allah, calm my heart. This is where we begin everything. Make it easy for me. Make my niyyah pure. Make my inner soul at comfort with the task at hand. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri. Internally I'm feeling worried. I need to feel calm. Make me comfortable. Number two. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri. Number two. Wa yassir li amri. And make this affair easy for me. This is beautiful because it's a broad, open-ended dua. It doesn't specify, because Musa does not know what obstacles will be put in front of him. Musa does not know what difficulties will come. So he makes a generic dua. Oh Allah, any difficulty in my way, make it easy. Any mountain I have to climb, make it easy to climb. Any army I have to face, make it easy for me to face them. Oh Allah, I don't know the logistical details. I leave it to you to help me with those logistical details. So the broader the dua, the more blessed it is. And this is what we learned from the Prophet ﷺ. The most blessed of dua are the jawami', the comprehensive duas. He made a general dua. Oh Allah, this affair of mine, make it easy. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. I don't know how it will be difficult, but you know, O Allah, and I need your easiness. And of course, our Prophet ﷺ had a beautiful dua as well that is similar to this. And he said, O Allah, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahlan. O Allah, nothing is made easy unless you make it easy. So, O Allah, ij'al al-hazana sahlan. Make my worry into ease and comfort for me. Convert my difficulties into ease for me. This is a prophetic dua, which is similar to this dua in the Quran. That, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. It's the same meaning, but in a different word. So the second phase we get to is a generic dua. Oh Allah, make my difficulty easy for me. Then the third phrase, there is a difficulty that he knows about. So he makes a dua for the known. The second dua for the unknown, generic. Oh Allah, any difficulty, make it easy. Then you move on to the specifics. There is a problem, oh Allah, that I have, and I need you to solve that problem. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقُدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Musa alayhi salam, he had what is called a stuttering problem. He would stutter, right? He would stutter. And he said, oh Allah, if you're sending me as a prophet, you know that Fir'aun and his army is going to make fun of me. You know the people are going to make this as a, even though it should not be done, but that's the way people are. So, oh Allah, remove this stuttering, remove this impediment from me. وَحْلُ الْعُقُدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. This problem I have with my tongue, solve it. So now we move on to the next. So we have a problem, we have a task. Oh Allah, give me the courage to manage that task. Oh Allah, make the task easy for me. Then point number three, you know specifically there's a problem. Oh Allah, I need money for this task, give it to me. Oh Allah, there's this issue, solve it for me. So you may make a specific dua as well, which is what Musa has done. That, oh Allah, I have a speech problem, make it easy for me. وَحْلُ الْعُقُدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So that they can understand what I'm saying. وَجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. Point number four. That, oh Allah, give me a helper from my own family. And from this we learn, it is almost impossible to do a major task by yourself. You need a team. You need a group of people to motivate you. You need helpers. You need Abu Bakr's and Umar's and Uthman's and Ali's and Khalid ibn Walid's. Even if you are the Prophet ﷺ, you need a team behind you. Even if you are Musa, you need somebody with you. You need that task force to get these big projects done. So, oh Allah, give me the right task force. Give me the people around me that I need. Give me the helpers, the wazir. Give me those loyal allies that will help me. And as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah wants to bless a ruler, he blesses him with an inner circle of piety. Look, the ruler is blessed, bitanatan min khair, an inner circle, the viziers, the groups of people around him. If those are pious, then the ruler will go far. And if they are corrupt, then even the best ruler cannot rule with the corrupt, you know, cabinet with him. So here Musa alayhi salam is saying, oh Allah, I need help. I'm alone. So make my brother wazir. Make him my right-hand man. Right? He is my brother and I know him and I make him my right man. And so he is asking for that group effort. And then Musa alayhi salam says, وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Don't just make him my helper. This is amazing. He's asking for an upgrade for Harun. Don't just make him my ally. أَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Make him a prophet along with me. And this shows us the true leader is not selfish. This is amazing that within 5 minutes of being appointed a prophet, Musa doesn't say, oh, I'm the guy, I'm the prophet, I'm the Rasul, I'm Allah. No. Immediately he wants to share if he can. So he says, oh Allah, my brother, make him a prophet along with me. وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. So we can worship you better and praise you better. And remember we said a few days ago, one of the ways of tawassul is to mention the positive impact of your dua. And this is what Musa is doing. So these points here, they demonstrate how we make dua. We begin with the inner soul. Oh Allah, cleanse my soul. Give me the iman, the taqwa, the courage. Give me peace internally. Then we make a generic dua. Oh Allah, the path is difficult, make it easy for me. Then we move on, specific problems that we might have. Oh Allah, there's this issue, that issue needs to be solved, I need your help. Then we can ask for allies, for comfort. We cannot ask for others to be prophets, we jump over that. But this is the point that we learn. Don't be selfish when you're going to do things. So from this beautiful dua, we learn some of the philosophies of how to make dua. And the final point, I've heard many times when Muslims are in trouble or any issue happens, they read this entire dua. And that is somewhat of a mistake unless you have a brother called Harun whom you want to make a prophet. You don't make the whole dua. Unless you have a stuttering problem, doesn't make sense to ask the full dua. Rather, it is the first two verses that is generic for all. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. These are the two phrases that we can use in any task that we undertake, and we should use them. Anytime we have a major issue, a major problem, there's an issue that's troubling us. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Then we can move on and use the philosophy of the dua, not the words, because the words don't apply to you unless you have a stuttering problem or an issue of prophethood that's not going to apply. You can use the philosophy and follow the same points. Specifically, mention what is the problem, ask for help in this project, and then share the good that has been given to you. If you follow this philosophy, you're following in the footsteps of Musa alayhi salam. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Nabi, salam alayka.